Blog Talk Radio.
Are you concerned about the digital health of your family, your children? You realize how exposed they are to so many things, and have you wondered, what can I do about it? Well, today on Ministry Beat, we're going to be talking to an expert who is coming to ACAC this weekend, who is going to tell us and suggest to us some of the things we can do to ensure the digital wellness of our children and our families. So stay tuned. We've got more to come here on Ministry Beat.
This is the ACAC Radio Network, and welcome to Ministry Beat, a show designed to highlight the latest happenings at Allegheny Center Alliance Church, a vibrant urban congregation located in the heart of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. This program will focus on the latest emphasis at ACAC known as Expanded Influence, especially the three C's of communication, campus expansion, and church planting. And now, here is your host, John Stanko.
Well, hello out there in Internet Radio Land. This is John Stanko, your host for Ministry Beat, and today we have a guest who's going to talk to us about something, a term that I had never really seen before, but it makes a lot of sense, digital wellness. Let me bring on my guest today, Dr. Sylvia Hartfree. Dr. Sylvia, welcome to Ministry Beat.
Thanks, John. It's great to be with you.
And you are calling in from where today?
I'm calling in from Lynchburg, Virginia.
And what are you doing down in Lynchburg, Virginia?
Well, I'm the founder and executive director of the nation's first Center for Digital Wellness here at Liberty University.
Well, congratulations. It's good to pioneer something. Tell us, what's this center do? Why the need for it at this point in time, and why at Liberty University?
Sure. Well, John, I wrote a book a few years ago called The Digital Invasion, How Technology is Shaping You and Your Relationships. That was back in 2013. And after writing the book, just got so much feedback from counselors, teachers, pastors, educators saying, you know, this technology is also new to us and it's wonderful. We're very pro-technology. There's so many great things it gives us. But we just started noticing how it was impacting us. And so I just became really interested. I noticed my own son was spending so much time on video games, and I kind of had my own wake-up call to, wow, how did I not see this coming? It was so subtle. That's why I called it the book The Digital Invasion. It was like a technology just sort of overtook our lives, and we woke up one day and said, how do we get here? So I really felt that I wanted to do a Center for Digital Wellness. I coined that phrase and got a trademark on it. And I knew I wanted to put it at a university because that's really the first time that young adults are away from home. Maybe in their home they had some rules about when the Wi-Fi had to go off, or they had tech baskets where they had to put their phones at night. And when they come to college, they're sort of on their own, and they have to decide, wow, what's my relationship with technology going to look like? And they really haven't thought much about that. Most of us haven't thought about how we have a relationship with technology, like we have a relationship with food, that's either healthy or unhealthy. And so that's how I got the passion for that, and the doors opened for me to come here to Liberty. We are the largest online Christian university, and so I challenged our president that, you know, because you're really promoting online education, we should also balance that with digital wellness, which is really about having a healthy use of and relationship with technology. And I'm here for the students, but I'm also here for the faculty and the staff, because we know we've got babies addicted to iPads and grandmas addicted to Candy Crush. So I'm here for the parents, the grandparents, really for everyone.
Yeah. Dr. Sylvia, I've got a one-year-old granddaughter, and she sees the iPhone, and she goes ballistic. What is it about the iPhone, the smartphone that is so attractive? Do you have any idea there? Why the interest?
Well, you know, we do have to realize that Steve Jobs said when he was creating the iPhone that he wanted it to be a very addictive experience. He actually likened it to his use in his earlier days of LSD. And we don't realize this. More of it, you know, we're hearing more people coming out from Silicon Valley now that are sharing some of the secrets of how, yes, we hired dopamine labs. We've hired, you know, psychologists to create this device to make it really addicting. And again, it's a wonderful device. It offers us so many applications and benefits, but it has been intentionally created to be addicting because honestly, they want us to keep coming back, to keep coming back to Facebook, to keep coming back to applications, because they want our attention, they want our eyeballs. And so the overload of stimulation for a child with the images and the visuals and the way YouTube videos play through, and you know, it's very intentional to keep us addicted. I have a friend who wrote a book called Digital Cocaine, and it really is like a little, some have likened it to a little slot machine in our pockets, because it gives us that intermittent reinforcement that, you know, you get a text or a tweet or you watch a video and your brain gets this hit of dopamine, our feel-good hormone, and it becomes very addicting very quickly, as we see with young children, and how quickly they adapt to swiping and working through a phone. It's really amazing as you see what they can do with those devices.
Mm-hmm. Now, talk to us about the typical day or the typical year at Center for Digital Wellness. What do you do? How what programs? What initiatives? Just talk to us about. You've pioneered something. What does this look like?
Sure. So basically, a life in the day of a director of the Center for Digital Wellness. I start out really. I get all kinds of Google alerts on internet addiction, digital detox, digital addiction, all those type of terms. So my first job is to really stay educated myself on what is out there. The iPhone 10 has just been released. You know, what does this look like? What are other experts saying? What is the research saying? So I try to really stay up on that. Also on future things. What's happening with singularity? You know, with what Ray Kurzweil is doing at Google and trying, and they're working on the iImplant. And so really trying to inform people on, look, this is what's coming. I don't really make necessarily a judgment call on whether we should get this device or not, but try to just give them the research we have on what it's doing to our brains, and we have to decide how we're going to utilize those devices. So that's a main part of what I do. I work a lot with parents. I have a parent newsletter that we send out to all our parents, and so I have a little corner, parent corner in there, just trying to keep parents educated, encouraged on this topic, what, you know, it's coming out. We're getting ready in October is National Anti-Cyberbullying Month. I participate in that. November is hashtag No Porn November. I work with Fight the New Drug .org on that. Come March, I'll work with a national campaign, National Day of Unplugging, and we'll do a big campaign here at Liberty. So I do awareness campaigns. I actually meet with students, that some that are on probation for digital overuse, whether that's video gaming addiction, and just really help them work through their relationship with technology. I guess lecture in classes. I also teach a lot on emotional intelligence, which is another piece that is going down the more time we spend looking at screens. And then, of course, I speak at different churches and functions around the world on this topic.
Yeah, and speaking at churches, you are coming to my church, our church, Allegheny Center Alliance Church here in Pittsburgh, for a digital wellness seminar this weekend. You will be speaking Friday night, September 22nd from 7 to 9, and Saturday the next morning, the 23rd from 9 to 11. If somebody, let's start, why should somebody, who should come and why should they come?
Mm-hmm. Well, we're really gearing it to pretty much 13 and above. So, teenagers that want to just hear about, you know, their technology use, be more informed, you know, that this is kind of education, awareness, prevention. Definitely parents of young children who are wondering, you know, the number one question I get from parents, how much screen time? It's a question all parents, you know, have. And so definitely for young parents, parents with teenagers, definitely. I'm going to talk a lot about the top three reasons why a parent needs to protect their children's digital use, and really offer a lot of resources with that. And then grandparents. I work here in Lynchburg. There's a group of grandparents that are parenting their grandchildren. That's a new population that we're seeing. So for the grandparents who really, really feel disconnected, you know, they are definitely digital immigrants raising these digital natives, and they need a lot of encouragement and information and resources. So we're going to have a great resource book to offer, give a lot of statistics, but I also give a lot of encouragement and inspiration and hope for this text generation, as we call them, but not only for the kids and the young people, but also for us adults to really be challenged with our own digital use and how our kids in many ways are just reflecting what they're seeing us doing. And I have a lot of students here at Liberty, and as I work across the country and teach even and speak at high schools, hearing from them, you know, I wish I could talk with my parents. I wish they would get off their devices. So I'll step on everyone's toes.
And so this is a 2-hour session. And, of course, obviously you're taking questions while you are here. And I'm sure you'll have resources and be offering your book. But I want to go back, and I think you've already made this point. I just want to reiterate it. You're not anti-technology, but you are making a very strong statement. We need to be self-aware. We need to be conscious of usage and time and things like that. Is that a correct statement?
Oh, absolutely. I'm very pro-technology. You know, I'll get the iPhone 10 that's coming out. You know, I'd like to use the best of what technology has to offer. It's a gift. It's like money. It's a resource that God's allowed us to have that we are to steward well. And I think there is so much within technology that we need to make advances, especially what we're seeing within medicine. Being able to really improve the quality of life for people, I think that's so important. It's really what my main issue is, our relationship with technology. I have the saying, I like what technology can do for us, I just don't like what it's doing to us. And I think really helping educate people on making that distinction. You know, how can we be in this technology? And what I'm going to share is, you know, some apps and devices that actually help us control our technology and help control and protect our children. So even getting into the technology to use it, we're finding that a lot of my research, how our overuse of technology is actually rewiring our brains for distraction and addiction, but there's also technology that can help rewire our brains in positive ways. So, you know, there's mindful apps out there that people are using and even in Christian meditation that can help us to really create that margin and get some space in our life. And that's really the main thing that I'm saying is, you know, let's use this. I was just out at Silicon Valley, and I got to put the Microsoft HoloLens on and see all the things that are coming out in augmented reality and virtual reality, and there's some wonderful things. And I think we need to keep making these advances, but at the same time have these other voices like mine that are saying, you know, but check your checking. Check, you know, the average person checks their phone 200 times a day. Let's put some margin. Let's put a little bit of space between us and our technology, because we don't want to be cyborgs. We do want to be human beings.
And at the same time, we don't want to cut off from technology. I mean, that's what the Amish did, and then you become really totally culturally irrelevant. So I love your approach. You're really talking about not even so much balance, just being aware and setting some boundaries and guidelines, and realizing that there are dangers. Now, you've written a book. I understand you co-wrote it with someone. Tell us about that.
Yes, I co-wrote it with my father, Dr. Archibald Hart, who has been around a long time. He wrote the book at 80, and it was his 35th book, my first book, so that was a real joy. And it was very interesting because I grew up in South Africa, so I'm a real digital immigrant. But even back in the late 60s, my dad was absolutely fascinated with technology and was the only person in South Africa to actually write his dissertation and do it on a computer that was, you know, as big as a house at that point. So my father was always very drawn to technology and utilized it a great deal, and loved technology. And so it was interesting as he pulled me into this topic and said, you know, of all the topics I've worked on and discussed and researched, he said, this is the one I'm the most concerned about. And as much as he loved the technology, he was very concerned of how it was rewiring our brains really beyond our brain's limitations. And we do have limitations that we need to respect. And so it was a joy to write it with him. He's a brilliant man, and it was a real honor.
Yeah. It caught my attention. I haven't seen many father-daughter combos on book writing, so that must have been great fun. Where did you grow up in South Africa?
I grew up in Pietermaritzburg.
Oh, yeah, over Durban way.
Mm-hmm. Yes, spent our vacations at Durban.
Oh, yes, I used to do a lot of work. There was an All-Africa Bible College in Hillcrest. I used to stay in Durban and drive up there, and then some folks would always come down for Pietermaritzburg. I lived in Zimbabwe for 4.5 years, so. I did a lot of work in Southern Africa. But you don't have an accent.
No, I don't. My family does. I was the youngest, and so I actually worked hard to lose it.
And you did a wonderful job. Yeah, I would have never suspected, except for your last name. And which I did, was I saying correctly, Freed? Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah, very good. Well, Dr. Sylvia, we are delighted and thrilled that you are coming to Pittsburgh this weekend, to Allegheny Center Alliance Church, and we pray God's blessings on you as you come, and that your message will fall on listening ears, and that people will hear carefully and wisely. And just be careful with any NFL allegiances. You're coming into serious Pittsburgh Steelers country. So just lay low if you're not a Steelers fan.
I will be fine.
Okay.
I will be fine, but I will be bringing my husband, and he is a very, very staunch Bears fan, so I will make sure he doesn't say anything.
And they're playing the Bears this weekend. Isn't that funny? They're in Chicago, and they are playing. Yeah, I would tell him don't. Yeah, that's right. We had a speaker one time who came from Cleveland. He wore black and orange, or brown and orange, which is their colors. He didn't even realize he did it. And, oh, we just had great fun with it. So I just don't want your message to be undermined. That's my only purpose in saying that. Dr. Sylvia, thanks for your time, and we're looking forward to having you in Pittsburgh, and hope to meet you while you're here.
Thanks, Don. Yes, I look forward to meeting you. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Dr. Sylvia Hartfried, who is coming to Pittsburgh this weekend, digital wellness seminar, reading off the poster, some of the highlights of the seminar, discovering the subtle and dramatic ways digital technology affects us, exploring the impact digital technology has on our spiritual lives, therapeutic and biblical strategies for handling the digital invasion to become responsible users, an insightful wake-up call for parents, educators, students, counselors, and pastors. The event is for ages 12 or 13 and older. Please RSVP for attendance and childcare by emailing acacevents@acac.net or by calling Sheila at 412-321-4333, extension 146. That's Sheila at 412-321-4333, extension 146. Well, my thanks to Dr. Sylvia for her time. My thanks to you for listening. I'm going to sign off. Tomorrow's show will be on with Christy Wilson talking about her recent trip to Gabon and her call to missions. In the meantime, I'll see you around campus and hope to see you at the Digital Wellness Seminar. So long for now.
Thanks again for listening to this edition of Ministry Beat with your host, John Stanko. Join us again soon on the ACAC Internet Radio for more insight into and information about the Expanded Influence Initiative at Allegheny Center Alliance Church. You can also access this show by going online to www.acacreach.com. If you have any questions concerning Expanded Influence or with ideas for future shows, you can write John at john.stanko@acac.net, john.stanko. Thank you, and tell your friends about Ministry Beat.